This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. And my goodness, my gracious, I hope you had a fantastic Happy New Year. Right off the bat, though, here we go. Not one, but two domestic terrorist attacks. And you know what the big takeaway? And I'm not making jokes here. The big takeaway. I want you to know that I am seriously looking into getting one of those Tesla Cybertrucks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tesla Cybertruck parked in front of Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. Boom! And you know what? Damages is minimal. Why? Because the truck is made so well. And how often would you get a truck or a car being used as a bomb and you get the CEO of the company chiming in immediately, even before the media is on it? Wait a minute. Providing information for the police. I'm getting me a Tesla. If the new terrorism is going to be based on symbolism, well, you know what? I'm getting a Cybertruck. And from now on, wherever I travel, if there's a Trump hotel in that city, I'm staying there. Booking a stay. Why? Because I want everybody to know I'm down. I am down with them. Authorities have rightly characterized this incident as a potential terrorist act. That's the one in Vegas. And until evidence shows otherwise, everybody should treat it as one. That's what we're learning here. Tesla product, Trump hotel. Okay. And I'm sorry. It's impossible to ignore this act. Whatever its ultimate origins, it's not random. Oh, yeah. They're declared war. We knew this already. Two assassination attempts. Oh, they're declared war on Elon Musk. They're declaring war, furthering their war on Trump. And I'm down with them. The location of the vehicle, the potential targets. I mean, come on. Oh, the world is divided. No. The world's not divided. The world is moving in our direction. They're moving in the direction of Trump. You have people all over the Western civilization that want to be free of globalists. And President Trump, and I'm going to call him President Trump from now on. He hasn't been sworn in, you know, as the 47th president yet, but everybody knows he's the president. Because where is Biden? He's the president. President Trump. President Trump weighing in. Calling it what it is. But he's saying, you know what, we're going to need the FBI and we're going to need the CIA. I'm not ready for that yet. I have absolutely no confidence whatsoever in the FBI. I mourn for the days when we could look up to the FBI. Right now, we have global and domestic enemies that are concentrating their firepower, their hatred on two Americans, consequential figures, Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And I want you to know that I'm down with President Trump and Elon Musk. And if there's one thing that we have learned, and we've been seeing this. See, the media, we're going to get into this a little bit. They're still playing games. The deep state, they still think they have some sway. No, mind you, they're getting desperate. But they're still thinking that we believe that they can make us afraid. And fear is the great mind killer. What they refuse to accept is that President Trump ain't no punk.
President Trump ain't no punk. I keep telling y'all he ain't no punk. He's no punk, bitch.
When you gonna understand that? Oh, I understand. You're gonna have to keep coming at him. You don't have a choice. You're going to have to keep coming at him. Especially between now and when he's supposed to be sworn in, and that day can't come fast enough. In the meantime, we have to put up with agencies that have been politicized. We have to put up with agencies that have been weaponized. We have to put up with agencies that are still steeped in DEI. And on day one of 2025, what do we get? Just when you think the FBI couldn't possibly stoop lower or tarnish his reputation further, they somehow find a way to do it, to outdo themselves in one inept act after the other. The first one. I don't know who this woman is. We had the mayor of New Orleans come out and tell us the terrible news, and she immediately said this was a terrorist attack. Then you had an FBI special agent who went up to the microphone and had a nose ring in her hair, pierced nose, the braids and everything. She's attractive young American of African descent. But then she opened her mouth.
We're the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found.
Girl, please. This is not a terrorist event at this point. There was just a explosive devices found. You know, whenever the FBI, whenever the FBI starts talking to me, you know what I hear? I'm old enough to remember those Charlie Brown cartoons. Remember Charlie Brown? Whenever they'd be, talking to the teacher. As a matter of fact, any adult. Adults didn't have language. All the kids heard when a teacher was talking to them or a parent was talking to them was this. That is the CIA today. The FBI. Well, the CIA too. When the FBI... representatives of the CIA, former directors. I'm thinking about Brennan. When we hear from the White House press secretary, she's on her way out. What's her name? Pierre. I just coming off a vacation. I apologize. I've been out of the mix for 2 weeks. I'm rusty. Jean Pierre. Yes. Whenever they talk, all I hear is this. I can't wait for Cash Patel. I can't wait for the president to be sworn in. I can't. Well, did Biden even, did he weigh in on this? I think he did weigh in on this. I have. President Trump is president of the United States right now because everybody knows they're not running the country. Nobody's running the country. And our enemies know it. But you know what? These bombings, the attack in New Orleans, which we're going to talk about a little bit, the bombing in Las Vegas, when, what was that? I remember the bombing back in Oklahoma. That was what, 1991, 92? When we had the white supremacists supposedly roll up in front of the federal building with the feed bomb or a bunch of feed in there, blew up the place, brought the building down. Remember all that? I'm starting to think that, we have a twofer here. I'm starting to believe not only do we have a terrorist threat from without, and how could we not when our borders have been open for the last 3.5 years? Are you kidding me? Almost 4 years altogether. Because the day that Biden was sworn in, doing that thing with my fingers, that's when he signed those executive orders that flung the borders open. So how can we not have people in our country who've come here over the last 4 years with the designs to destroy us? But is that what we saw yesterday? I don't know. I don't think so. I know what you're going to say. James, filling in for Jesse Kelly. Don't put on the conspiracy theory cap. Don't put on the tin foil. But I got to tell you, I have to. Because what was a conspiracy theory 2 months ago is truth today. There's just too many coincidences going on here, which makes me think that we have an enemy within that's determined. James, how could you say that? Well, they tried to kill the president twice. They tried to kill Trump twice last year. Did you think that just because they failed that they're not going to try again? This is what I'm saying. So fasten safety belts, because we're going to go down that road. We have to. I will try to be, respectful about this. I'm not going to go completely off the rails. I'll deal with what we know right now. And I'm telling you, 2025 is going to be a wild one. So, yes, fasten safety belts. James T. Harris, sending in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. I hail from Phoenix, Arizona. My show is in Phoenix and Tucson. The Conservative Circus, heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Or you can listen to it free on the iHeartRadio app, the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on X. We're talking about two explosions happening on the same day. And actually, one was an explosion. One, you had a terrorist a drive through the crowd celebrating down there in New Orleans. Went through a barrier that was supposed to be there. Actually, the barrier wasn't there. They had a cop car there, because the barrier wasn't there. And he was able to get around the cop car because it wasn't taking, security too seriously. And he was able to kill 15 people. They tried to jump out of the car and shoot up some stuff. And that's when the cops got him. He got. But more on him later. We're also talking about, the Tesla that blew up in front of the Trump International in Vegas. I've actually stayed at that hotel. It's very nice. Trump does things very nice. This is early on in his administration. I think it was 2018, something like that. Anniversary. Yes, my wife and I celebrating an anniversary, or maybe it was my birthday. I forget, but it was I was in Vegas, so I forget, but it was a wonderful time. Beautiful hotel. That, as a matter of fact, when the Tesla Cybertruck blew up in front of me, I'm like, wait a minute, that looks familiar. At first I thought I was in New York, but then I looked it up. Oh, that's another story before I get any deeper. How did I find out about this? I'm on vacation. And when I'm on vacation, I don't check anything. People were sitting around their happy New Year's. And I'm looking at, we have a chat, text chat. All my friends I grew up with from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we all went to Mount Zion Baptist Church, where religious was functional, not theoretical, in the heart of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that little Generation X kids, we all stick together through years. We still keep in contact with each other, visit each other, a tight friend group, the way things used to be. Anyway, one of them lives in New Orleans. And she said, hey, you know what? Thank you so much. Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. And keep my city in your prayers. I'm like, why am I keeping your city? What's going on? What's going on? Then somebody else chimed in. We're all praying for you, praying for New Orleans. What's going on? I checked the usual sites, turned on nothing. So I went to X, put in New Orleans, and boom, got all that information. I mean, raw. Some of them didn't even bother to put the warning up. You just saw the car, the truck rolling over people. What? And then you saw one video where they put a little warning up there, but then you saw the dude sprawled out dead after he got trying to light up the police. That's how I found out. Then I'm like, oh, okay. Then here comes the mainstream media. They're coming up, you know, with all of these. First of all, you got to be careful because on social media, it was wild too. Oh, this truck was supposed to have come up from Mexico the day before and all these kind of wild stories. I have learned that you just wait for at least 36 hours before you dip in. Just at least 48 hours. Okay. And then you have to have your trusted sources, the people that you know that you can go to because they're going to be honest. And if they get something wrong, they're going to come on right away and tell you they got it wrong. You got to have those kind of sources out there as well. I'm not going to share mine with you because, you know, you got to do that yourself. I just can't. Yeah. Because, you know, we're still in the Wild West. We're still trying to figure some things out. I give you some of my information, my contacts. They end up getting something wrong and all of a sudden that falls back on you. No. I am a trusted source because I go through and make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And I still get it wrong sometimes because people get stuff wrong. But we are in a different age. You can't trust ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, and half of Fox. You just can't. OAN, Newsmax, yes, yes. Well, a little bit more so, but still. So we find this information out. There used to be a time when you could just wait. And you know what? You know, on the nightly news, you would hear from the FBI and they had authority and you could trust them. But we don't trust the FBI anymore. Members of Jesse Kelly's audience, listeners, please raise your hand if you trust the FBI. Look around, folks. Look around. No hands are going up. We don't trust the FBI. We don't trust our country's agencies, our institutions. We are in what they call a historical winter, a fourth turning. Mm-hmm. Some of you just said, because you know what I'm talking about. We don't trust our institutions in this season of history, but spring is right around the corner. God willing, from my lips to God's ears, spring is right around the corner. In the meantime, we have to be patient and we have to do our due diligence when we return from paying the bills on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to talk a little bit about how news agencies, some decent news agencies, were able to beat the FBI to the punch. How was that possible? How can citizen journalists beat the vaulted media to the correct information? Well, it's because those media agencies out there that are trying to be real, trying to get their reputation back, they're behind the ball. And they've got some repenting to do. Oh, yes. We'll talk about that. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am from Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix, 550 KFYI in Tucson, 790 KNST, or on the free iHeartRadio app. We're talking about this crazy start we have to 2025. And people, they're still up. People are excited. Can you imagine how the nation would be feeling if we had two terrorist attacks on the first day of 2025 and had to look forward to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz being in office? Oh! No. The Trump effect is still in play. But we're learning just how much we're going to have to clean up. I mean, we've got a serious problem, my friends, and we've had a serious problem for a very long time. Our institutions have been corrupted, and we're hoping that the Trump administration, we're hoping that Cash Patel and crew can really get down to business.
Clean up on aisle five.
That's right. We had to clean it up and clean it out. Because it's a mess. And right now, we have the media doing the job. We have citizens doing the job of the FBI. You know, the guy who killed 15 people, the terrorist there in New Orleans, you know, he had a video out. Yeah, he used to be a real estate agent, I do believe. He's got video out everywhere. Yeah, he made a YouTube about, I guess this is on discipline and what they had to do. He was a nice cut. He seemed like a clean cut American of African descent, used to be in business.
Good evening. I'm Shamsuddin Jabbar, property manager with Blue Metal Properties and team lead at the Midas Group at Core Realty. I just want to say hello and let you know a little bit about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm born and raised in Beaumont, Texas.
Okay.
And now live in Houston.
Right.
And I've been here all my life, with the exception of traveling for the military, where I spent 10 years as a human resources specialist and IT specialist.
Military.
Where I learned the meaning of great service.
Okay.
And what it means to be responsive and take everything seriously, dotting I's and crossing T's to make sure that things go off without a hitch.
And that's things that I say. Make sure your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed so you don't, everything can go off without a hitch. Who? How does someone like this, a nice, clean, articulate American of African descent with a military background, how does he go and get turned into a psychopathic, homicidal maniac? How did this happen? Former military? We're told that he went on hard times, hit hard times. He lost his money, went bankrupt. We're told that he lived in a in a trailer park close to a mosque. He had chickens and livestock running through his front yard. He lived in squalor. We were told that he has been radicalized by the members of the mosque. As a matter of fact, we had media approach the guy, or should approach the mosque. And the mosque was, I guess they've learned how to play the media, because they were told not to say a single word. They were told to shut their mouths. And that's exactly what they did. As we're finding out more and more information, we're finding out that there's people here who are not going to be cooperative. Not cooperative at all. Does this surprise any of us? And isn't it amazing how quickly we were able to get this information? I mean, we haven't had this kind of information for a long time. We're still waiting for more information from the Tennessee shooter, aren't we? This information came out kind of quickly, and I have to be surprised because, the usual suspects are now not as usual, and they're not really talking. They're going to clamp down.
But there is concern, and as there should be.
Talking about what the FBI is chasing, just so our audience knows, that is a live look. It is 9:30 p.m. Central Time in Houston. That is a live look at the home of the suspect. It is being searched right now. It has been searched for the past couple of hours. Our reporter on the scene tells us that the house is about 1 minute drive from the mosque. And the mosque has condemned this attack, but is telling its visitors and telling its people not to speak to the media. To you, Jonathan Gilliam, going back to Vegas.
Going back to Vegas. Why is he talking about going back to Vegas? Well, it's kind of crazy, but two American veterans, because the guy that blew up himself in the Tesla truck in Vegas, he's an active Green Beret, I do believe. Isn't that crazy? Two American veterans radicalized to commit acts of terror on the same day. Rented their trucks, I believe, from the same company. Both served at the same military base, Fort Bragg. Huh. Isn't this the same base that Ryan Roth visited multiple times before trying to assassinate President Trump? Ooh. Can I ask those questions? Well, I would have been more afraid, more fearful to ask those questions if we were still under the Trump administration. And to be quite honest with you, if we were under a potential Harris Walz administration, I would be way more frightened. I still do it, but I'd be a little bit more nervous about it. Maybe I should be, but oh no, I've been emboldened. We can go further down the road. Oh, wow. They were able to tell us all of this information within 24 hours. And the guy that got blown up at Fort Bragg, or I'm sorry, blown up in front of the Trump Hotel. How convenient. He didn't even bother to get out of the car. You want to talk about being radicalized? And that guy was white. He's an American of European descent. So the police lit up the American of African descent, the one that was radicalized. And the white dude who was radicalized, he blew himself up in a Tesla truck. How convenient. And we're finding out all this information about him. It's a free flow of information. And now we get to spend our time, right, talking about becoming radicalized. And what is it about radicalized? Did you know he had an Al-Qaeda flag or whatever flag in the back of his truck? Oh, all these people are radicalized. And you know what? If you see something, you need to say something. And we'll get the FBI out there to lecture us about how we need to do this and do that and do this. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, be careful. Oh, if I see something, say something. Okay. No. I will say this. If we get a new administration and they go about the old ways, if we get a new administration, we get a Cash Patel, God willing, and all of a sudden the deep state is so deep that they can't be honest with the American people. They can't be truthful with the American people. Then, yeah, we're done. because the American people are already done. We're looking at this and we're like, come on. Next. How far you want to take this? People all over the Western world, we the people are done with this. Look at what's happening in Germany. Look at what's happening in France. Look at what's happening over there in Italy. People have just had enough. Look at what's going on in Ireland. The Netherlands. People have had enough. And now we're supposed to be, and see, here's the thing about it. If this really is all coordinated by the deep state and all that kind of stuff, there's more to come because, again, we had open borders. But I'm going to tell you a big reason why we the people have just had enough of the FBI and how the FBI can just stick it up there until we get that cleanup. Nobody's trusting the FBI. And it's because of the way that they have conducted themselves for the last 15 years, but the last 4 years in particular, the FBI going after terrorists. No, they did not. I'll remind you who's on their short list. James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James C. Harris. I am from Phoenix, Arizona. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. X is where it's at right now. I mean, they're getting news quickly. Why? Because it's citizen. It's journalism. It's citizen journalism. They'll see it. They put it up there. You can see it raw. It doesn't have to be filtered or hidden. That's forcing the media to react. And the media, they've been exposed. But you know who else has been exposed? Well, of course, our elected officials. Some of them are still trying to play the same game. We had these attacks. One in New Orleans, one in Las Vegas. But they're having to come forth with more information now primarily because of X, I have to be honest with you. Remember the big Los Angeles, or should say Las Vegas shooting? The deep state, they controlled the media. Then we still don't know details about that. Ever since Elon Musk purchased X and opened it up, the media has been scrambling. They can't control the narrative. They still try to. They'll send their politicians out to do their spin. Democrat Representative Jim, I think, Hymas is one of those people. He's out there talking about how difficult it is to find lone wolf attackers. Lone wolf. Two attacks on the same day. Lone wolf. Okay. Both of them rented trucks from the same outlet, but okay, lone wolf, okay.
Yeah, Holly, I didn't see his statement, but he's not wrong. Anytime there's a tragedy, it's up to those of us who do oversight to determine whether there were failures and to fix those failures. But take it from me, a lone wolf attack, and sadly that's been the nature of a lot of the lethal attacks on the United States in the last couple of decades, are very, very hard to pick up.
Uh-huh.
9/11, we remember that, of course. Lots of international communications, many countries.
Hold on a second. Was 9/11 a lone wolf attack, Representative Hymes, Democrat? Seriously? I don't think it was a lone wolf attack. As a matter of fact, I don't want to get too frustrated. But I'm listening to these shills. I'm listening to these Democrats. This is what we used to have to put up with. Democrat Representative Jim Hines. It's hard to catch a lone wolf. 9/11 was a lone wolf. Sir, stop it.
involved, that's an intelligence failure. A lone wolf, somebody who's keeping to themselves, maybe not communicating with anybody, who may have skills that they picked up in the military, that's very, very hard to pick up. And by the way, in both of these cases, these were U.S. citizens inside the U.S. They are protected by our Constitution. I mean, if one of these guys had, and this didn't happen, but if one of these guys had stood on a street corner and shouted pro-ISIS propaganda, that is constitutionally protected speech.
Really?
Calling, but it's constitutionally protected. So this kind of radicalized American citizen action is really hard to detect.
It's really hard to detect. And I want you to know that one of these radicalized guys, I'm not saying it happened, this didn't happen, but he went out there and he would have been saying, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. He would have been constitutionally protected. This is the same ass hattery that we have to put up with a journalist who and politicians who say that Donald Trump was Hitler. Hitler! Hitler! Remember that? Hitler! But if you are an American citizen who has been radicalized, you have constitutional rights. This is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of craziness. Why is he on television talking? Why is he talking about this? Why is he trying to educate us on lone wolf attacks and how hard they are to pick up? Sir, stop it. Stop it. The American people, we're not stupid anymore. We weren't stupid back then. We were just being lied to. And a lot of us had not gotten around to understanding just how evil, how corrupt our government is. The same government that's passing out propaganda, telling straight up lies to the Eastern Europeans, to the Africans, trying to determine the fate of nations. Well, they've turned on our own. They've turned on their own, I should say, their own. We were really blind to it until it really started happening to us. The color revolutions now are being run on us. And the FBI, where they're the center of it. And they've all been co-opted on both sides of the political aisle. And we know the media's co-opted. But I'm listening here to Representative Jim Himes talking about lone wolf attacks where we had two of them on the same day. What a coincidence. When we have an FBI agent that comes out right after the mayor says, this is a terrorist. This was not a terrorist attack. All we have are some bombs and some. I haven't even laid into what was going on in New Orleans. Did you know that they had those contraptions that like put up like a steel barrier, kind of like pops up? So they have them in Washington, D.C. They have them in front of, the FBI, in front of the CIA. You can't just drive up in there. But oh, what a coincidence. It was malfunctioning, so they took that away and they put a cop car in there to try to block somebody from getting in there and doing what exactly happened while celebrating the new year. Oh, he just drove around the corner and off he goes killing people. And then we find out everything we need to know about him within 24 hours. Y'all, come on. And why? Why do we doubt these things? Well, coming up next, the FBI, who they decided to persecute in the past. We'll talk about that. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.